I'd like to share with you over here in Kapitel Chavtes, Tehillim, Perich Chavtes, Pasuk Yigar Aleph, this Pasuk of Hashem Oyiz Lami Yitei, and Hashem Yavarech Hasam Basholoim. I want to share with you what the Chida has to say in this Pasuk. He brings from his father, who brings the Medrash, and the Medrash in Kohelet's Rabbah says as follows: Osid Hakadosh Baruch Hu lasois tzel v'chupa lebali mitzvos etzel bali Torah. This is so beautiful now. In the future, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will make a tzel. What's a tzel? A shade, tzel, tzad yilamid, v'chupa, and a canopy. Lebali mitzvahs, to those who do mitzvahs, etzel bali Torah, near those who learn Torah. By the way, the word etzel is aleph tzad yilamid. So you have Eitzel, you have the word Eitzel, cell. Okay, shade. Now, what did we just say so far? The Medrash tells us in the future Hashem will make, there are two categories of people. There are those who do mitzvahs, and there are those who learn Torah. So Hashem will make a shade, like a canopy. A canopy, you go, you get shade from the canopy. I'm sorry? Like a chuppah, by a chaslo, you get shade. Hashem will make this shade, this protection, for the Bali mitzvah, those who do mitzvahs, near those who learn Torah. Fine. Vayamakshe, so he says his father had a question, the following question. Shezeh lahem lemoikesh lebali mitzvahs. The abasa des kukin man mail by nafcha. Etzar lahem de la yodi mai ka'omri rabbanan. V'lav tivus legabayu leyois. Where does this go to? Eitzel bali Torah. So the Chida's father has a following question on this medrash. How is this a benefit to bring people who do mitzvahs, but they didn't really learn so much Torah, to put them next to people who learn Torah? You know what's going to happen? I'll give you a mashal. Give me a marshal. In the marshal, I'm going to ask a question. It's a rhetorical question, but the marshal's like this. You ever go to a shir? You ever go to a shir? And you sit down at the shir, and then you're listening, and you're wondering, what language is he speaking in? I thought I understand English. I don't understand the word he's saying. I don't know what I don't know what he's talking about. And then 45 minutes goes and comes, and you see people next to you like, talking about what he spoke about, and you're thinking, I have no idea what just happened here. The person who was at that shir, who didn't understand the Torah, not the language, he feels very uncomfortable about it. Very uncomfortable about it. Why? Because he didn't know what just happened here. So the Chida's father is saying, in the future, it says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take these Bali mitzvahs, people who do mitzvahs, and put them next to Bali Torah. He says, how's that going to help the people who did Bali mitzvahs as a reward? They're going to go to a shir, sit at the shir, won't understand the word. How's that going to help? That's going to be the answer of Yisachar Zvulun. Yisachar Zvulun is that there are two brothers, and this is a true story. And throughout history, you have situations. And it's not just blood brothers where this has to take place, but it has to take place by all of Klal Yisrael as well. Okay, so let's continue. What you're saying is going to be the answer. But he elaborates on it, and it's so mamish beautiful. And he says like this. Metziya Matzah b'Rabbi Seinu Shehamachzik l'tamad chacham Shebishvilo Iloma Toiro, Milandim Oisai Toiro Oilam Haba. And he says, there's a Yaakov Ruveni in Parashas Re'ei that says as follows. Mamish, you hit the nail on the head. Baruch Shekivanta. Okay? Which says that a person who's machzik, person who sustains the Talmud Chacham, he supports the Talmud Chacham, he enables the Talmud Chacham to learn Torah. The Torah of the Talmud Chacham is his Torah. It's his Torah.
Also the relationship
between
a spouse and
yes, okay, that's true as well in regards to a spouse or a wife who encourages the husband to learn and gives supports to give the financial capability for the husband to learn. She's working, he's learning, 100% correct. Here he's focusing more on the person, not the spouse. And the emphasis is that in Olam Haba, when they get there, Hashem oyiz la'amo yitin, Hashem yivarech zamo shalom. There's going to be peace to the person who did not learn as much. Because when he, without that peace, he's like, oh, what just happened here? You feel lousy. I want to tell you a secret, okay? I want to tell you a secret. You might think what I'm about to tell you is not true. But I'm telling you it's true. I'm telling you, you know, it's true, okay? I have gone to Shiurim. And I had no idea what was going on. I'm telling you the truth. I had no idea. I sat down and I left. What just happened here? Have anybody ever been in those shoes? Okay. I wore those shoes out. Okay, I wore those shoes out.
As painful as it is, you get a schar just sitting there.
100%. Avraham Gadali, 100% correct. You get schar. You get schar for sitting there. We learned the Gemara in Brachas Daf Vav on the base. Agra de Perka Riata. That the reward for going to a shir is running to the shir. Is going to the shir. Because we said, how much do you know from the shir? So I'm telling you, it's nothing new with Greenspan. This is the way it is for many people. Right? Right? That's many times you go to a shir. I hope it's not by us over here. I hope you understand more also. Not that you just come enjoy the coffee and cake. Right? But what we're being taught over here is that there's a tremendous, tremendous gift Hashem's going to give us. It's not just the reward of going to the shir, but la'asi lava in the future, we will understand the learning. Hashem will say, poof! You supported the Torah, you will understand Eitzel Bali Torah. Hashem's going to put those people who are Bali mitzvahs, those who supported the Torah, and he's going to give them in the future the ability to understand the Rambam, and the Magen Mishnah, and the Kesef Mishnah, and the Ktzois, and the Avdi Miluim, and Rashi. What was Rashi saying? You know, I don't know what Rashi was saying. And the Gemara, and everything. You supported it, it's yours. You know why? Because you enabled the Talmud Chacham to learn the Torah, it's your Torah as well. That's what we're learning now. That's what we're learning now. And he says further, Avraham Gadali, isn't it tremendous chizuk? It's not just enough that Hashem says, I'm going to give you a reward. I'm going to give you more than that. Yeah, I'm going to give you an example. I'll give you another example. You have a gift of music. Is that correct? You have an ear. Okay, you're humble about it, but you know, you can play piano, right? I want to tell you something. I have this yearning for it. Hashem said, music's not going to be my specialty. I'm tone deaf. Okay. But I love to sing on Shabbos. I love Shabbos mirrors. And Hashem says, I want to hear you sing also. When Mashiach comes, I won't be tone deaf anymore. It's nothing major. Nothing major. But I'll be able to carry a tune. Okay. I mean, we'll play together in a band. In the orchestra. Okay. That's what's bringing out. That's what the point is over there. The point is that if you support it, it will be yours. And he says further. He says, I saw this piece maybe a year ago when I was learning a different pasuk and it brought me to over here. Then this morning I said to myself, let me see, you know, I told you, I go through the Sfarim, let me take a look at something. And I opened up the Chidah, my Rebbe, the Chidah, and I said, ah! This is the piece I saw a while back. This is the beautiful piece. So we're going to focus more on this piece now. Let me just show you over here. The actual topic of discussion he has over here is from here, and then goes to here. But look at the gift I have of this sefer. He brings down what the Chida says in other places. And that's what we're going to focus down on the bottom as well. He says like this, now you see, it's a tremendous gift that the Bali mitzvahs, those who do the mitzvahs, but they didn't necessarily learn so much, they're going to be next to Bali Torah, and they're going to benefit. It's not going to be like, oh, I don't know what language you're talking. They're going to be able to speak the sprach, the language of the Torah as well. Kisiach v'chisig lehem lumei Torah. Bezei ha'yam afarish zal posik. And that's how he explains the posik. What are we discussing here? Hashem oiz la'amo yitain. Hashem yivorich esam v'sholoim. And we said this posik has been placed at the end of benching, at the end of the Hadron of the Siyum, and throughout davening as well, on Shabbos, at the end of davening, right before the Shabbos day by Musaf, right? Hashem Oiz Lamit, Hashem Oiz Lamit, Hashem Oiz right? Throughout davening, you're going to see this possibly in so many places. Says the Chida, Hashem Oiz, Oiz is Torah. Oiz, strength is might is Torah. There's a Gemara in Ksubis. Ready for this now? I'll give you a second tie your shoelaces. I don't want to knock your socks off. Hashem oiz l'amo yitain. The Gemara in Ksuba says, Ashrei mi shebo l'kan v'talmudei biyodoi. Fortunate is the one that comes l'kan to the next world v'talmudei biyodoi. And his learning is in his hand. Where is this Gemara in Ksuba? Daf ayin zayin. Ayin zayin is oiz, is strength. Hashem oiz. In Ksubis, Daf Ayin Zayin, it says over there, fortune is the one that will come here to this world. The Talmud Biyodoi. You know how you could have Talmud Biyodoi? You know how you could have the Talmud, the Gemara learning in your hand? You support it. You open your hand and you support the Torah. That's how you could have Talmud Biyodoi. You get to the next world because you support the Torah.
Another example.
We said Hashem Oiz is Torah. La'ama yitein, la'osid, la'ama in the future. He's going to give la'bali mitzvahs, to the bali mitzvahs, Hashem yivarech asam v'asholayim. Sheyu, Hashem will bless his nation with peace. Sheyu eitzel bali Torah, lo'yiz boishishu. That those will be, those people will be with the bali Torah and they will not be embarrassed. They will not be embarrassed. Now I want to tell you something. I go to the Dirshu convention. Okay. Dershu, like the Mishmur we learn, the Gemara, right? So every couple of years, hopefully this year, they'll have a convention. It's Me'ein Olam Haba of the highest degree. The Shabbos is like unbelievable, phenomenal. Like, you could, it's, the Kiddush is palpable. It's palpable. The amount of food they give is crazy also. Okay, fine. One of the highlights is that they invite a senior Rosh Yeshiva, real big Talmud Chacham, and he gives a shir, before the main Suda on Shabbos, and people come, and already have experience. You want to try to get close, there's no mic. You want to get as close as possible, because for many times they have a low voice, thinking, you can't hear. And one of the greatest sights of it is seeing the other Rosh Hashivas and Bichoshev Rabbanim sitting around listening to his shir. Rav Reuven Feinstein comes, and he's sitting there listening to the shir of Rav Shlomo Feivel Shustel. And I went to the shir, and I'm listening to the shir. Okay, so there was a language barrier. It was in Yiddish. Okay, fine. Pick up here and there, fine. And I want to tell you something. I was following along to some degree, and he went, I thought he was finished. And then he said, okay. He took his information. He went deeper. And after he finished that approach, he went another layer. Like a seven-layered cake of deeper and deeper and deeper. I'm telling you, my head starts spinning a little. And then some people are following along 100%. And then they're like fighting back with questions. And he answers this one. And then he's fighting back another question. Someone else says, no, stop, leave him. Let him say. It was, and you see, Rav Yitzchak Sorotskin. Rav Yitzchak Sorotskin is massive Talmud Chacham. Massive Talmud Chacham. And he's sitting there listening to the shir, and you see this great, the Rashiva of Cleveland tells, is sitting there at the shir. And I'm thinking to myself, like, wow, I am sitting at the same shir that they're sitting at. I'm sitting there. Right there, the same shear. And you see the sight. Even if I'm not understanding everything. After Shabbos, a little while later, I was talking to my brothers-in-law. And I told them about this maimed, this scene, what happened. And I said that his shear, Shlomo Feivel Shustel, his shear was just so deep. So my brother-in-law says to me, and he's a very smart fellow, he says to me, he says, yeah, I was in the shir when I was in yeshiva. I was in the shir. He was in the shir. He says, I don't understand what's going on. I said, really?
It was in Yiddish?
No, it wasn't the lack of Yiddish he don't understand. It wasn't the Gemara. It wasn't the language. It was the depth, deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And you have to understand, when I say deeper, what does that mean? Every single stage of the next level is taking the information from the previous level and building on it and then carrying it on. So if we discuss the Gemara and Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam and the Ritva and the Rajba and the Ran and the Melukah Yosef and the Ra'ah, then we take that and we go now to the next level. But how could you say what you just said over here? Because the Kesef Mishnah, Magi Mishnah, Lelecha Mishnah, Mishnah Melech, they have a question over here. So then you answer that question. But then, how could you have that? There's another question coming from the Ksois and Reb Chaim and Reb Kiva Eger. And then you take the next level. And then, do you hear what's going on? And you have to hold copy. It means you have to have everything in your head. What's going on? And I'm looking around. And there are people that are not just holding what's going on, but they're asking questions. But how could you say that? And he's answering it up. Rabbi Isai, Hashem oiz la'amu yitin, Hashem yavarech esam ba'sholom. What David HaMelech is teaching us, our Rebbe David HaMelech, what he's teaching us, is that the more we engage ourselves and connect ourselves to Torah by supporting it, and support doesn't only just mean financial. Of course, he's discussing here financial. It is ours as well. We will in the future understand the Torah HaKadoshah. We won't be embarrassed. How could I sit next to this person? He knows what's going on. I don't know what's flying. But Hashem will open our mind and say, it's your Torah. You deserve it. It's yours. Why? Because you supported it. Okay. Now we go to the bottom. And we're not going to have time to finish it all today. So, Bli Neder, tomorrow we're going to continue with it. But let's start at least. We have some time. Mi shenasa mechayev l'loim dei Taira. A person who gives in his lifetime. L'loim dei Taira. To those who are learning Taira. V'gomal chesed imahem. And he did acts of kindness with them. Af al pi shu am ha'aretz, even though he is an am ha'aretz, which translates to mean an ignorant person, because he doesn't know the words of the Torah. Am means nation, aretz means land, a man of the land. He's an am ha'aretz, more of a man of the land as opposed to a man of the Torah. La'achar shemes, after this person dies, because he gave to the Talmud Chacham to learn. And he did chesed with the Talmud Chacham. Melamdim oisoi. They teach him everything. Crystal clear. Crystal clear. You know, sometimes you have a computer that needs a boost, needs more energy. Not energy, I need more memory. Right? In my old phones, you could buy in the old phones, you could go and buy 256 gigabytes and add it in. So I had to get this phone. My other phone didn't work so well anymore. So I'm looking, where's the port to add more memory? They said, no, they don't do that anymore. They put a lot of memory in the phone now. And then they told me, if you want more memory, you buy a new phone. Okay, that's how they get you now. La'asid love in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to open up our, not just memory capability, our understanding capability. And we'll understand it all. Now, he's not discussing over here the person who toils here in this world for his own learning, and as much as he learns down here, he's trying, but it's not understanding 100%. He's not discussing that now. That's also true. His focus is specifically Hashem Oyiz La'am Yitain, Hashem Yivarech Zamosh, like you said, Yisachar Zvulun. Yisachar Zvulun. V'tzin Mekayim Esifra Yisura Yirozi, Hu L'Rabbi Eloza Megaman Mazia, the Baal HaRakeach. Fine. The Baal HaRakeach, the Rakeach is one of the Baal HaTaisis. He was one of the last who had Ruach HaKodesh. He was one of the last who had this deep connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and down here. In the different sefer from the Chidah, he writes, "Ubezeh pirush ateres roishi abba." He brings from his father again. Hashem oiz lami yitein. Hashem varach zama sholoim. The kinoi am uptsas geruah. Ach mishtoi kroah. I'll explain in a second. The bali mitzvus. Hashem oiz la'amoy. He says the lashon am amoy. He says, what is it referring to? It's the lashon geruah. He says they're lacking something. He says they're doing mitzvahs, but they don't have the Torah. So here he says, but they're machzik. They strengthen those who learn. They strengthen the talmud chacham, give him the ability to learn. Da'av sheba oylam hazeh lo ilamdu. Even though in this world they didn't learn. They will teach them in the future. For those who didn't learn, yitain, Hashem will give in the future in Olam Haba. Why? Because they merited. That's a key word over here. They merited to support the Talmud Chacham. Fine. Ubezeh Hashem Yivarech Samashim. Could be we'll finish it today here also. She yesh shalom minuchasam eitzel b'nei ha-Torah. V'yelehem shalom v'lo yivoshu. That's what the shalom, that's what the peace is. Of course, we want peace in the physical sense. We all know that. But there's another aspect of peace. There's a mental peace. There's a mental peace that a person feels comfort and not embarrassment. Not embarrassment of, I don't know what's flying. But when a person supports the Torah and the Torah is learned because of him, that's his Torah. That's his. And everyone has to know that. Because then in the future, Hashem says, here you go. I was holding this on for you. I was holding for you. Poof, now you understand it. And he elaborates more in another sefer called Chaimes Anach. The Chidah, by the way, has Sfarim that can take up a whole entire shelf. Like a shelf is like this wide. Right? And in fact, if you want to see where they are, they have one set of the Chidah Sfarim. And it's not even all on one shelf because they're on the places there. I believe it's to the left of the clock in the Beis Medrash. They're like burgundy. Okay, the left, you see the same spine on the back, you know, it's the Chidah Sfarim. So he brings another sefer called Chaimes Anach. And he says like this. The Pasuk says in Koheles, Ki bitzel ha-chochma, bitzel ha-kesef, V'yitzrin das ha-chochma tichya ba'leo. Ki bitzel ha-chochma, with the shade of wisdom, Betzela kesef, the shade of silver. The yisrin das hachachma tichya balea. And with the additional wisdom of knowledge, the baal, baleo, the owner will live. What does this mean? These are the words of Shlomo HaMelech in Kehelet 7:12. He says what this means is like this: Ki betzela chochma, betzela kesef, with the shade of wisdom, the shade of silver, kesef, silver, money. Shakadosh Baruch Hu, you said, sell the chuppah, the bali mitzvahs, like we just said, Hashem will make this big party, and everyone's going to be invited. Those who did mitzvahs is a reference to they didn't learn so much Torah, but they did mitzvahs near the bali Torah. Now, what do we see from here, by the way? We see, what is a greater level? To do a mitzvah or to learn Torah? Torah is the greater. Torah is the greatest. Talmud Torah is aggressive, is the best. Talmud Torah Kanei Kalum. Now, obviously, we have to do both. Right? If it comes time to light the menorah, we don't say, oh, I'm learning, I'm not going to do the mitzvah. No, the Chazal told us to do a mitzvah. We learn to do. Right? It comes time to daven, so we stop learning. Unless we're on a level of Rishon Bayuchai, which doesn't exist anymore. Okay? He says, one second, maybe there's going to be a pain for the bali mitzvahs. You know, like we said, they're going to have this bush and embarrassment. So he says, v'yisrin das, oh, yisrin das, Hashem will give them more das, more knowledge. That's how he's learning the pasuk in Koheles, just like he's learning the pasuk here in Tehillim. Oz in the future, yeah, bali mitzvahs, chelik belimud shelimudam, tayir v'hegdilu hasimcha. And there's going to be tremendous happiness. Tremendous simcha. V'kori ani aleihem yamdu yachtov. And he says, they will stand together. They will stand together. You know what that means? Let's understand what this means for a second. Let's talk about two people. I want to talk to you about two people. And it's a true story. But I want to elaborate on their lives. One, his name was Yisachar. And another's name was Zvulun. What did Yisachar do for a living? Now, what does Zvulun do for a living? Yeah, so Yisachar was the Talmud Chacham. He was a learner. Yisachar stayed in the tent. Okay? In the tent of Torah. So he woke up in the morning. He washed Negev Asr. Said Maidani, of course, first. He went to go daven, and he spends the next 3-4 hours learning with his chavrusa. He stops, finishes, goes home, maybe goes to go to the lunchroom, has lunch, a little break, maybe has to go buy some food, pick up the medicine for the family, whatever it is for the kid. You know? 2 hours later, he goes back for another 4 hours. And he learns another 4 hours straight. Then he needs to get a coffee because he's getting a little tired. Fine. Goes home to eat supper. Spends some time with the family. Throws the ball with the kids a little. Helps take out the garbage. Then it's time to go learn again. And he comes home after 2.5-3 hours. Spends some time with his wife. And he goes back to learn again. This is the life of Yisachar. Yisachar is doing what's called the greatest possible action that Hashem created in this world. It's called Talmud Torah, learning Torah. And we're not going to get into the words of Rav Chaim Volozhiner in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Dalet, which you have learned. We're not going to discuss how it connects to the whole entire world. That's not for today, right now. Yisachar has a brother. And his brother's name is Zvulun. Zvulun's on a boat. He's the captain of a boat. And he goes out to the sea, goes out to the waters. And sometimes he catches tuna. Now, you don't make money just on the boat unless you have tours going back and forth. He's working on the boat. So he's a fisherman, and he's doing things at the boat. And it's cold outside, and the waves come, and they splash the water, and he gets soaking wet. But he doesn't have time to learn. He's busy making money. And there's a storm. He has to go back under the deck. It's getting cold. He's got a cold. He's drinking some hot tea. Herbal tea, of course. Green tea. And on his way back, he knows he's going to go make some money and sell the tuna that he caught. The Chofetz Chaim says over that the pasuk says, "Smach zvulun b'tzei secho, v'yisachar b'oy halecha." Zvulun, the merchant, the salesman here, the man on the boat, will be happy when he goes out to work. V'yisachar b'oy halecha, and yisachar in his tent. And the Chofetz Chaim asks a phenomenal question. When is a businessman happy? When he goes out to work or when he comes back from work after whole days of work? When he comes back. After a whole day's work, he was successful and he made his money, so he's happy to come home with all that money. Says the Chofetz Chaim, but look at the pasuk. That's not what it says. It says, Smach Zevulun b'tzei secho. Zevulun is happy when he goes out to work. So the Chofetz Chaim answers the difficulty where really you should say Zevulun is happy when he comes back from work, because at the end of the pasuk, like we had the Gemara yesterday, that Bruria said, look at the end of the pasuk. What does the end of the pasuk say? You know why Zevulun is happy? You know why Zevulun is happy when he goes out to work? Because Yisachar is bo'ay halecha. Because his brother Yisachar is staying in the tents and learning Torah. And he knows he will be successful because he's supporting Yisachar. Beautiful Chofetz Chaim. And I was hungry. I'm not hungry anymore. It's just a beautiful Chofetz Chaim. I'm still hungry. It's a beautiful Chofetz Chaim. It's such a beautiful Chofetz Chaim. Zvulun is happy when he goes out to work because he knows he's going to be successful because Yisachar is in the tent learning Torah. And he's learning Torah because of him. And that's what he's telling us over here. Hashem oiz l'amo yitein. Hashem yivorech am basholoim. There's going to be a mental peace. Comfort in the mind. Dr. Cohn. That's a very important thing to have in life. Is that correct?
100%.
100%. Okay. Tranquility of the mind. Menuchas ha-nefesh.
Yeah.
You're going to go to the shir and you're going to say, ah, I'm going to understand it all. And then the person will be rejoicing. You know, perhaps this is the pshat in the future. It says that we're all going to be in a circle and we're going to all be pointing and say, this is Hashem. Perhaps this is the pshat also. What is a circle? A circle means everyone's equal. Everyone's equal in the same...
Equal distance.
Equal distance. Everyone's equal. In other words, no head of the table. There's no end of the table.
Yeah.
Because those who will be there and they support the Torah, Hashem will say, it's your Torah. It's your Torah. Hashem oiz l'ama yitein. Hashem yavarech asam ha-sholem. Ki mishuloi hevin b'chayov. Excuse me, he actually brings further. We still have some time, a few minutes. The pasuk says, in Kehelis, another pasuk says, Shlach lachmicha, kolaymar, ta'aseh tzedaka migarnecha umikvecha. Do tzedaka from your grains and your wine. Apnea mayim, he had Torah. This refers to the Torah. Shetaset stoka im bali Torah. Hey, pnea mayim, do stoka with those who learn Torah. Ki beroyif hayomim began Eden himsena derech metzia shil meducha Torah. Because then in Gan Eden, you'll know the Torah. He's bringing many, many different sources for the same bang with the same point. In Kain, yismuchu v'yaltzu. Ashirim, He says, therefore, the wealthy people will be rejoicing, will be so excited. They will also merit the Torah. By the way, what the pasuk I just told you, I didn't remember what he's about to say now. You know what he says now? Ready? I'm going to tell you a pasuk. It might sound familiar. Smach zvulun mitzeisecha v'yisach v'ilezecha v'ilecha. That's what the Chidah brings now. How does he learn? Not like the Chavetz Chaim. Different shot. Smach zvulun mitzeisecha mi'oylam hazeh. Similar to the Chavetz Chaim. Zvulun will be rejoicing when he leaves mi'oylam hazeh from this world. Al der shomer razal ba mitziah. Baruch ato beitzeisecha mi'oylam hazeh. You will be blessed when you leave. Me'oydam azefek ki yisacha bayalecha v'mechitzascha alayim abba. V'lesachosh l'ki loy l'manita chachma. So he's referring to when he leaves this world, not going out to business. Because yes, when you leave this world, the zvulun, when he leaves this world, he'll be happy because he is supported yisacha bayalecha. Beautiful, beautiful chida. He'll have more. He'll now see the wealth in alayim abba. Kisham tiske l'toira, and that's when he will merit the toira. V'yelecho nachas, he'll have this enjoyment. She yisachah b'yelecha b'gan Eden, and yisachah will be with him in Gan Eden also. And then he says that could be also a remez that it says zavul l'chayif yamim yishkoin v'hu l'chayif aniyos. Shlo'asid yishkoin zavul l'chayif yamim. He says also by Yaakov Avinu's bracha. Okay, the smach zvulun is what Moshe Rabbeinu said. We just learned it in the Zayis Bracha. Smach zvulun is what Moshe Rabbeinu said, but Yaakov Avinu said a different bracha. Zvulun chayif yamim yishkoin. Zvulun will be out in the seas. So he said yam in the seas, also yamim are days. So he says, "Shelo asid yishkoin zavulun lechayif yamim heim taira." Yam, water, is also the taira. See how everything's connecting over here?
Yeah.
Now, what does it mean as a taira? It's the taira shebichsav and the taira shebal peh. It's the oral law and the written law. Shat taira nim shelo yam. The taira is compared to the water. Talmud Shukayama Godel. This is the Gemara, like the Yama Godel. And that's why the Gemara is referred to as the Big Sea. I'm just scanning here to get the main points. And he says that the sea, once again, is a reference to the Tersha Baal Peh, the Gemara that we learn. Because that's the source of all the halachas. That's the source of all halachas. All comes from the Gemara. You know, how do you put on tefillin? Where do you put on tefillin? We have no idea. The pasuk, teitafles, put in teitafles in between your eyes. What are teitafles? I have no idea. Where between my eyes? Over here is between my eyes. So my glasses go there. How can I put on tefillin where my glasses go? No. On your head. That had the parashiyos of Shema, of Hashem's unity, of oneness, on the place in between your eyes, on your head. That's what you put in the... How do we know that?
I'm sorry about that. It's supposed to be black.
I didn't know anything. I didn't know anything. I didn't know... It's all Torah Shabbat. Kerash Baruch Hu Ayisat Tzel V'chupol L'Bali Mitzvahs. In conclusion over here, he brings one last sefer, another sefer on the same topic, and he elaborates again. That which you didn't know in your life, you will merit and know it in Gan Eden. I want to just share with you